God's enemies are vanquished. We look at these chapters, and 10 and 11 and Joshua, and we think about, boy, God killed a lot of people. The babies, the mamas, the grandfathers, the grandmothers, the animals, so many times, they killed all the animals. Killed all of these things, all these people. This is genocide. Why did he do that? Well, one number one thing is they were cursed. And they were filled with disease. And that disease would later on, from this area, spread to all the world. Venereal diseases. Throughout all the world. God, with his judgment, squelched the death of all mankind. Some of the venereal disease was called leprosy because it deformed people so badly. In the 1500s, the early 1500s, the Catholic Church emptied all of the leper colonies. And they went among the people. And a lot of the people at that time, some of them that were lepers, were had it lightly. And what it was venereal disease. Much of it was venereal disease. And their ears would fall off, their noses, their faces would be disfigured, and all this, basically with a strong, terrible type of syphilis. And the soldiers raped these women as they conquered different areas, the Catholic soldiers, and it spread it even into the Americas. What would have happened if God had left these people in the land? Full force. How it was like the COVID of today. The Spanish flu of 1918 and 19 and World War I. And I look at this also again and I think about this judgment. This judgment is a type of hell, where there is no repentance in hell. There is no release from hell at all. No release. Under Joshua's leadership, the people of Israel entered Canaan about 1405 B.C. to drive out the Canaanites and to claim the land of promise. Joshua had a planned strategy. He established the Israelites in the central part of Canaan, and then he began to conduct campaigns in the southern and northern parts of the land to complete the takeover. They're described briefly, but they took a period of about 7 years of war from 1405 to about 1398 B.C. at the time that Joshua died in Joshua 24:29. The Israelites had driven out most of the Canaanites of Palestine and divided the land among the 12 tribes. And you can look in any basically Bible maps and you'll see how this happened. And what happened? We're not going to read some of the chapters in here because it just tells basically the different areas and what tribe went into who and whatever. But if you read in here, you'll find that there are a lot of women mentioned in this. Most of the time, women's names are not mentioned, but when it talks about the dividing of the land, many women's names are mentioned. The 7 years of destruction and 7 years of laying waste to these tribes. Now, we know that some of the people were forgiven and some of the people were added to Israel. Ruth the Moabite, later on, and who else? Rahab the harlot of Jericho, and her family were saved from Jericho. Now, in the 11th chapter of the book of Joshua, Then it came about when Jabin, the king of Hazar, heard of it, that he sent to Joab, king of Madon, and the king of Shimron, and the king of Ashiath, and to the kings who were in the north, and the hill country, and to Arabah, south of Chenareth. Chenareth is where? Where is Chenareth? Any of you remember where Chenareth is?
What's the name?
Chenareth. The Sea of Chenareth. This is Galilee. This is the region of Galilee, okay? And in the lowland and the heights of Dor on the west, and to the Canaanite on the east, and to the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and Jebusite, and the hill country, and the Hivite at the foot of Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they came out, they and all the armies with them, as many people as the sand of the sea, and the very many horses and chariots. Solomon said, the battle is not to the wise or those, the ones that are stronger, not to the ones that are fleeter, but to chance. But right here, I'm going to tell you something. This is God's choice. This is the choice of God. God's purpose was to bring Israel into this land. And all of these kings agreed to meet and came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid because of them. For tomorrow at this time I'll deliver all of them before Israel, and you shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire. And Joshua and all the people of war with him came upon them suddenly by the waters of Merom, and they attacked them. What does Merom mean? Now remember, it comes from like Maro. It means bitter. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel so that they defeated them and pursued them as far as Great Sidon and the Misrephoth, Maim, and the valley of Mizpah to the east. And they struck them until no survivor was left with them. And Joshua did them as the Lord had told him, and hamstrung their horses, and burned their chariots with fire. Now, why did he hamstring the horses? So a horse could not pull a chariot anymore. A horse could not go to war. They could live, and they could be out there in the land, but they couldn't run mightily at all, period. Then Joshua turned back at that time and captured Hazor, and struck his king with the sword, for Hazor formerly was a head of all of these kingdoms. And they struck every person who was in it with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroying them, and there was no one left who had breathed, and burned Hazor with fire. And Joshua captured all the cities of these kings, and all their kings, and he struck them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed them, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. Now, Moses went in and captured land too, didn't he? Mm-hmm. On the other side of Jordan. However, Israel did not burn any cities that stood on the mounds except Hazor alone, which Joshua burned. And why did they not burn the cities on the mounds? Because they were going to occupy them later. And the mounds were strongholds. They were up on hills. Jesus said, Israel was supposed to be like a city on a hill, a light, that could be seen from far away. And all the spoil of these cities and the cattle of the sons of Israel took as their plunder, but they struck every man with the edge of the sword, and they had destroyed them. They left no one who breathed. A type of hell. In Revelation, the 20th chapter, it talks about hell. Revelation 20 and verse 10. Let's go there in Revelation 20 and verse 10 quickly. Revelation 20 and verse 10. Because that is, when a person is in hell, there is no escape. It's it. That's final. It's judgment. Judgment only. There is no mercy there. And here, the mercy of God was nowhere to be found. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold of the dragon and the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, bound him for 1,000 years. And threw him into the abyss and shut the door and sealed it over him so that he should not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. We have the great white throne judgment starting in verse number 11. It is not a judgment of mercy. There's no mercy. Like here, there's no mercy. God gives us these chapters in the Old Testament to show that when this time comes, there is no mercy. There was mercy. There's a time. God gives every man the sovereign right to choose his eternity. I know some people don't believe that, but I do that. I believe the Bible teaches that. And I saw a great white throne, him that sat upon it, and the presence of the earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. Fearful things to fall in the hands of the living God. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And these people right here are there. They're there. This is the people from Joshua. Books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in books according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. Now we're talking about Sheol and Hades. Sheol and Hades is going to be emptied, and all the inhabitants are put into hell forever. No mercy. And they were judged, every one, according to their deeds. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire, and the second death is the lake of fire. If anyone with name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Lake of fire, which was called hellfire. Hellfire. Let's go a little further now. And thus Joshua took all the land, the hill country, and the Negev, and all the land of Goshen, and the land of Arabah, and the hill country of Israel, and its lowland, verse number 16. From Mount Halak, that rises toward Seir, even as far as Baal God, in the valley of Lebanon, in the foot of Mount Hermon. And he captured all the kings, and struck them down, and put them to death. Joshua waged war a long time with all these kings. There was not a city which made peace with the sons of Israel except the Hivites, living in Gibeon, and they took them all in battle. For it was the Lord that hardened their hearts to meet Israel in battle in order that he might utterly destroy them, that they might receive no mercy. No mercy. But that he might destroy them, just as the Lord had commanded Moses, and just as he had also inspired Noah to write in the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis. Then Joshua came out at that time and cut out off the Anakim and the hill country, and from Hebron and Debir and Anab, and from all the hill country, from Judah, from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. God said, I'm going to give you cities that you did not build. I'm going to give you vineyards that you did not plant. I'm going to give you orchards that you did not plant, that you did not prune. I'm going to give you houses that you did not build. I'm going to give you a land blowing with milk and honey. But he said he went into that city, if you see a house with leprosy in it. What the leprosy was called there. See, venereal disease is leprosy in the Bible. Described as such, so is staph infection. And there was staph infection in some of these homes. And he said, if you go in there, if there's leprosy in the wall, you wash it with ashes, with what, lye water, basically. And if it comes back, tear that house down and burn it with fire. Stop that disease. And there were no Anakim left in the land, and the sons of Israel only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod some remained. These are the giants, the Nephilim. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. Thus the Lord had rest from war. The land had rest from war. And Moses, of course, conquered some land, some kings. In the 12th chapter, in verses 1 through 6, I want to read this to you. Now these are the kings of the land the sons of Israel defeated, and those whose land possessed beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise from the valley of Arnon as far as Mount Hermon and all the Arabah to the east. Sihon, the king of Amorites, who lived in Heshbon and ruled over Aroer, which is in the edge of the valley of Arnon, and both in the middle of the valley and the half of Gilead, and even as far as the brook Jabbok. The brook Jabbok is where? That's where Jacob wrestled with the angel, or the Lord, actually. The border of the sons of Ammon. And Arabah as far as the sea of Chenareth, that's Galilee, toward the east, and as far as the sea of Arabah, even the Salt Sea, eastward toward Beth Jeshimoth. And on the south, and the foot of the slopes of Pisgah. That's where Moses looked down. That's up above Jordan, up on Mount Pisgah. I stood up there and I looked down and I saw what Moses saw. And that's in Jordan, by the way. And the territory of Og of Bashan, and one of the remnant of Rephaim who lived in Ashtaroth and Edrei. Now, Og is a giant. You know, he was like 10 foot tall.
Og.
And he ruled over Mount Hermon and Salika and all of Bashan as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Machorites and the half of Gilead as far as the border of Sihon. And a king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the sons of Israel defeated them. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh as a possession. Wars. No mercy. In hell there is no mercy. No mercy. When God went into the land, He took the land. And He taught Israel that He would not give mercy to the enemies of God. And then Israel became one of the enemies of God later, didn't they? They became one of the enemies of God. Our Father, we thank You for these messages from Your Word. Help us to learn from them. Help us, our hearts, prepare for Your love and Your mercy and for Your judgment. Father, thank You for all the blessings You give us in this life, just showered upon us each and every day. Every breath we take is an absolute merciful thing. It is a gift of God, of You. And Father, please forgive me where I fail You. Use this message for Your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.